That's what'll make that sort of noise. Not always gold, but not here anyway. So that's part of the deal. See that there? That'd be the probably the ironstone here. This one here. Sometimes that can give you a bit of a. Hear that?
Yep.
That's a mineralized. See, sometimes around here you will get gold in this stuff. There'll only be a little bit of gold. See, wherever you go with that rock, you're getting the same sound. And that's telling me it's not gold, it's ironstone. Because if it was gold, it wouldn't be all through the rock. Very seldom you get that. Yeah. You'll just get one little core. Actually, that doesn't sound too bad. There could be a little piece in there. You see that? There's none there? Now, as we tip that over, you listen again. Nothing? There's probably a little piece in that, so we might have got gold straight away, and I'm telling you it's ironstone. You can see it's old brittle rock. As we smash it, we're going to narrow it down. We know whether we're getting it up here, right? Mm. We know it's here, the noise. So we're going to smash it, and we'll just keep smashing. It won't take long, just keep smashing it, and we're going to bring the rock down to like that, and we're going to put that across like that. No noise. Then, it's in that one. Yeah, so soon we break it, we're going to know straight away if it's gold or not. Now, we'll just put that one side. Here, there. We'll have a look. It's starting to make the noise like rubbish now. You hear that? Nearly every rock making the noise now. You see? Hear that? That one? That one? So let's go, it's Einstein.
We are in the money. Come on, honey. Let it keep rolling along.
I don't think you'll ever find 10 or 20 ounce nugget in an Einstein. It seemed to break it down as it sheds out. But you, who knows one day? I say to people, one day I could come home with a 80 ounce rock full of gold. That's what I believe. I don't believe in big nuggets in Tennant Creek. I keep saying that. But, species. Look, what's stopping one of them big rocks falling down from the hill, and full of gold? Nothing. And that's how gold shed. That's how it comes. It'll come in patches, little pockets. Then it'll go nothing, little vein. Then it'll build up again. So just one rock like that big, could have 100 ounces. Who knows? And that's what I'm sort of dreaming about. People say, oh, you're crazy. Why do you go to a big rock? Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. I just leave it. I'm a crazy fella. That's the gold I found at the time. About 7.5 ounces there in this bottle. I've dollied a lot of it out from rocks. You say that one there, you want to get the gold out of it.
Yeah.
You stick it in a pot like that, steel, of course. Then they've got a dolly, quite heavy, like here. That'd be good. I use that. Smash it, just smash it. Just stamp it, like the old stampers. Just stamp it to a powder and pull out all your coarse gold. These red ones here, you can see, they natural nuggets, just out of the ground. No work been done on them, they just, that's their colour. I started looking for gold in 1977. A bloke come around in a little van with all these metal detectors. Oh, one, it's a pommy-made detector. It was made of plastic like that. The most useless metal detector you ever seen. There was a queue almost a mile long. Everyone wanted a metal detector. He went away smiling, yodeling to the bank, that fella, I reckon, because they were just useless. They couldn't handle this stone here. It was too noisy. Not too bad in sandy creeks and really quiet ground, but you don't find gold in quiet ground. It's in mineralised ground. We didn't know at the time. We're all green. The only time you're ever going to see those days again is in a dream. And I have a lot of dreams about the early days. Yeah. It was magic. Walk out and get an 80-ounce patch. Walk out and find a 100-ounce patch. 200-ounce patch. A little place down Caranelli or in the Devonport Ranges. I had my little nephew with me when I found the patch. So I said to my nephew, I said, what are we, he's only 10 years old, he's dead now. I said, what are we going to call this patch? Oh, Hooker's Patch. So we called it Hooker's Patch. Yeah, and a hundred things just come out of it. Spent 15 years living at Spinifex Humpy, built little Humpies everywhere, and I called me Camp Gumtree 69.
How many other small miners were there?
Yeah, there's quite a few around, but a lot of them didn't hang in there. That was a downfall. They wanted to come to the pub and do the prospecting in the pub. I didn't mind that. I just go back out there. Let them eat pup. They're not going to hurt the gold. So the let them talk and skite. Run out of money, they come out there looking for it. I said, gee, you did a lot of mining in the pub. Goodness me. You hardly see anyone these days. No one wants to go out. When I go out now around town here, I go out for a fortnight. That's it. Find it or not find it, I don't run away. I just stay there and, yeah, till I... Always find it, yeah, always get going.